Hillary, we have some changes coming up for the political party affiliations. Can you tell us about that?
Well, it started in 2016. We voted to allow unaffiliated members who are registered to participate in the primary without having to switch their political affiliation. So now all unaffiliated voters will get a ballot in the mail if they have indicated a preference, if they'd like the Democratic or the Republican primary ballot. They'll just get that. For those who have not indicated a preference, they will get both ballots, and then they can return whichever one they choose to vote on. To be clear, though, you can't vote both.
So why was this change made, and does it make it easier? Does it make it less complicated than it used to be?
So I think it's about participation and making it easier for unaffiliateds to participate. Often this is called making it an open primary so that anyone can participate and then there's no change to your registration. Previously, unaffiliated voters, they could still participate in the primary, but they actually had to change their political affiliation to one of the parties before or on election day. And now there's none of that needed and they'll automatically be sent a primary ballot.
But there is also the deadline for people switching from Democrat to Republican or vice versa?
Yeah, absolutely. So we have the major political parties, which most people are the Democratic and Republican, and then we have minor parties, Green, Libertarian, Unity, American Constitution. Those are some of the examples of those. So if you're registered with one of those and you either want to participate in another party's primary, then you have to register with that party. Or if you want to become an unaffiliated and receive both ballots, then you have to unaffiliate or register to unaffiliate. And all that can be done online at Go Vote Colorado.
This is what we considered off your election. Are you seeing a lot more activity than you normally would?
It's pretty par for even year, a 2018 gubernatorial primary election season. Usual amount of questions. We thought we might see more from the unaffiliated voters, and we saw a little bit. We've done some mailing and some publicity when it first came out. I think our real test will be when ballots go out on June 4th, and unaffiliated voters end up with two ballots in an envelope and may not be aware that they can participate in the primary.
Now, how long have you been the county clerk?
I am finishing up my 12th year.
And what sort of changes have you seen in that time?
So we have worked really hard to make our process in Colorado much more accessible. And I'm really proud of the work we've done on that. I helped write legislation that made us a mail ballot delivery state. So every voter gets a mail ballot and then they can either drop it off in person, they can drop it off at a 24-hour box, or they can still come vote in person. And so we flipped our model to how people were actually voting already. In addition, we added same-day voter registration. And I'm proud of those things. And in a time where states were making it harder to vote, here in Colorado, we were actually making it more accessible to vote. Because really, if everyone can't participate, it doesn't really promote democracy.
Now, would you consider Boulder County an active voting group?
Yeah, Boulder County is pretty active, especially in general elections. We're up there in the highest turnout for the state. And primaries, we still have good turnout. It's just people just don't participate in primaries at the same rate. So it'll be really interesting to see, making it easier for unaffiliated voters, do we actually have an increase in participation with our primary? I mean, and we'll have some, but what's the degree of that? I think one of the other interesting points is that at the same time, we voted to have a presidential primary and make that open to unaffiliateds. And so I'm not sure there were two initiatives on the ballot. One was for our June primaries and one was to create and then make that the presidential primary also open to unaffiliated. So since both were passed at the same time, I'm not sure everyone got the second part, which is this June primary coming up. So I think as people get used to it, we'll see more and more people participate, just like any change in a institutional process.